Thank you very much. Okay. Hope everyone had a good Shabbos. And got to go fight to Vizhe Shem now. We left off with one sif left in Sadi Ches. Let's Blinetter try to go back to that at the end of Shir if we can get to it, because it happens to be it's a little bit connected with the with the next topic that we're going to see, B'ezras Hashem. This we now begin the topic of Atzamos, which is a fascinating topic and has a lot of nafkaminas, ladina, legabi gelatin. Gelatin is they used to take bones of non-kosher food, like non-kosher meat or from ham. And they would, grind it up. Can you use the powder from the bones? And that's this topic that we're up to on the Din of Atzamos. So the Gemara says here in Chulin, I gave you the Gemara in Chulin here, on Daf Sadi Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara has the following. It says, Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba Reb Yeshua ben Levi bar Kapara Kol Yisurin Shebetayra B'Shishim Amar Lefanar V'Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak Rebbe Ata Omer Kein Hachi Amar Reb Asim Reb Yeshua ben Levi Kol Yisurin Shebetayra Sheben Meya. So you have 2 days, whether it's Shishim or whether it's Meya. V'Shteyem Lo Lamdu El Mizra B'Sheila D'Chsiv Lokach HaKoin Es Hazra B'Sheila V'Tanya was taught in a Braisa B'Sheila Ein B'Sheila El Shlema. The Braisa says that the word b'shelah means nothing other than whole. It's interesting. In a certain language, Rashi and the Ritva say b'shelah means whole. What that language is, I don't know. They don't say what language. It's interesting. Taisus, however, says that b'shelah means b'shel la. With what it is. So, Lamaisa, the first Tana holds that B'Shelah means the concept of whole, and Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, ain't B'Shelah nishpashli ma'ayo. So the Gemara says, Kulia mahadi ayo mevashala. Both the Tanakam and Reb Shimon agree that the foreleg was cooked with the rest of the ram in the same pot. Mar sover mechatechla v'hadar mevashala. The Tanakam holds first they cut off the leg from the ram, then they cook it together with the rest of the ram in the same pot. Umar Sarum Vashalov Adam Chatechla. Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds they first cook the foreleg and with the rest of the lamb, then he cuts it off. That's one shot. So then the Gemara says, "Vibay Yisema." Right, we're dealing with a nazir that finishes in Zaziris, and one of the korbanos that a nazir has to bring three korbanos, the culmination of Zaziris. Right, Stam Nazir is Yishloshim Yom. The Mishnah says in Nazir and Daf Hamid Beis, because Yi Gadol Yer Perosha Yi and Gamatria Shloshim. Right, it's a one line Mishnah there, and that a Nazir has to bring three Karbonis. One of the three Karbonis is Yishlom. Right, one of the three, or the other one is a Chatas. Right, a Chatas, a Shlomim, and Chatas, a Shlomim. What is the third one that he brings? A Tame one brings an Ashram. Right? But a Nazar Torah that finishes three Karbonis, what does he bring? A Shlomim, a Chatas. I forgot the third. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. Okay. But whatever it is, the reason why he has to bring a Chatas is because Lamaisa, one day in the Gemara says a Nazar is a Kadosh. The other day in the Gemara says, Nazir Chote, why do you have to separate yourself from wine? So if you separate yourself from wine, that's a chattis. It's a terrible thing what you do. You got to bring a chattis. If you're a kodesh, why do you have to bring a chattis? So the Ramban Al-Tar is a stunning chiddush where he says that he has to bring a korban chattis because he's stopping his naziris. And Rav Shevel Zatzal points out on the bottom, this is the only time you find a korban that you have to do on the future. Always korbanos what you did in the past. But here he's stopping his Naziris. So stopping his Naziris is a terrible thing. But the din is that a shlomim is what we're talking about here. And Lamaisa, the right foreleg of the shlomim is waved and is given to the Kohen as his portion. And the rest of the meat is eaten by the Bala Korban, the Nazir, like any other Shlomim. However, the problem is that isn't there some time of the Kohen Shchelik in the Yisrael Shchelik? So the Gemara says, well, the other pshat is, first you cut it off, the rest of them, then you cook it. Miu mar sover bahadi ayal mavashala. Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds, after you cut off the foreleg, he cooks it together with the rest of the ram in the same pot. Mar sover b'keder acheres mavashala. However, the Tanakam holds, he cooked the foreleg in a different pot. So Gemara says the following, l'lishtakama libedivir hakol, and l'lishtabasa libedivir Yochai, the din is mandam rebishishim, Savar basar vatsamas bahadi basar vatsamas masharinuwe. The shita that says shishim holds that you measure the meat and the bones of the foreleg against the meat and the bones of the ram. And therefore you have a ratio of avali b'shishim. Mandam rebimeya, but the mandam holds meya, savar basar bahadi basar masharinin. You hold, you measure the meat of the foreleg against the meat of the ram, avali meya, and therefore you get the mixture of 100. But you discount, he holds that the bones don't give any flavor into the mixture. And when you measure the Isser component in the pot, you only measure the meat of the foreleg and not the bones. Okay, and the Ron adds on, he also holds when you calculate the Mutter part of the Taruvis, you measure, and we'll get back, you measure only the meat of the rest of the ram and not its bones. So the Gemara says it depends upon these two. The days of Shishim and Meya depends upon whether you take into account the concept of the Atzamas. The Ma'aron holds Shishim says you do. The Ma'aron says Meya says you don't. Okay? Fine. So then the Gemara Lamaisa goes Vaiter Lagarbi, the dinim of Tom Kicker. So you have this din, Halacha Lamaisa, of the Atzamas. Now, I want to point out that Lamaisa, there are two Gemaras, okay? That Gemara that we just learned and the other Gemara we learned last week. Lamaisa, remember we had this story on Sadi Zion and Bays. We had this story on Sadi Zion and Bays, Lamaisa, and it sets up for us two different Gemaras that we have to know, Lamaisa, regarding this din. So the first Gemara is Shishim and Meya is a halacha that depends upon whether you look at the Atzamas. The man number that holds Shishim says you do, and the man number that holds Meya says you don't. That's one. That's the first Gemara. Second Gemara, and we have to compare the second and third Gemaras, the Gemara in Sadi Zion and Beis, we learned on last week, Amr b'chanin k'shin misharin v'kipu b'kedera ikedami b'kedera atzma v'ikedami by the balamine. So we said that according to the second lashon, where mishar mashabola k'edera, what it was bisman and afila. So even though you don't know how much heter was b'shas nafila, it's possible that the Isser was diminished like the Heter, but we're Mishar Ba'omid Yafeh, with a good evaluation, we lend ourselves to go Lekula, but by the Bala min HaKedera min HaHeter. And even though the Kedera also was absorbed Isser, but since there was much more Heter than Isser, and we want to Mevatel it, we're going for Shishim, so we're not Choshish that the Kedera is Boleim in Isser as well, and we're a total lahaka that it's bala only from the heter, and therefore misharin b'shishim. That's the Gemara where misharin omid yafe, and that's the Rambam shita, which I wanted you to see. The Rambam's lashon is perek tetvav alacha chavtalachos machos asuris kishemarim b'chol esurim ben b'shishim b'meya ben b'masayim misharin b'marak b'tavlim b'chos yesh b'kedera. So that's the Rambam Shita that echoes what this first Gemara that we learned. And then we had another Gemara on Sadi Chesem at Aleph, which we learned, I think, on Friday. We did it on Friday, that the case of the Zayas, the case of the Zesa Tarbet and Nafal, and Ravashi was Mekel, because we said the Ritva said Lamaisa because it was Min Bimino. The Ritva said it was Min Bimino, and therefore he was considered he was Mekel. And then the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, the Rabbanan, argued on him, and they said, how could you say such a thing? But we said the Ritva said Pshat Ravashi. And it came out, Halacha Lamaisa, that it's mashmud from the Rabbanan's reaction to Ravashi, that the din is that we must be what? We must be machmir. And it comes out, if we see the Isser Behet B'shas Nefilosom, and the Isser comes Lefaneinu Akshav, like it was B'shas Nefila, and it shrivels up, so then Lamaisa, we have to be Mishar Masha Bala B'Kedera. But if we didn't see anything, we're not Mishar, because of the statement of Dato et Terabal Yisru Lo Bala. So basically, you have conflicting Gemaras. You have conflicting Gemaras. The Gemara on Sadi Zion, Amud Beis, that says, no, we can be Mekel, and we can assume that what got into the walls was the Heter and what in the Isser not. And therefore, since we're looking at Mishishim, there was more Heter and Isser anyway in the pot, we can be Mekel. Then you turn around on Sadi Chesem and Aleph, and the Gemara says, no, not that way. And the Gemara, the Rabbanim, and that attacked Ravashi and said, why do you assume Heter was Bala and not Isser? And Lamaisa Rashi, right, presents the two Gemaras as conflicting with one another. Rashi conflicts. Rashi, you know, points out that the two Gemaras are arguing with one another. And what do you do? Halacha Lamaisa, what do you do, Rashi? Rashi poses this problem on Sadi Zion and Beis, and he says that since we're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa, you have to be Azlina L'chumra. Rashi D'Ramaskamai D'Bola K'deira. He says you have to be Machmer Halacha L'maisa. And he says the only time that L'maisa, I mean, you have to be Machmer like the second Gemara, and he says the only time you can be Mekel and, you know, really invoke this Kula is L'maisa when you actually see with your own eyes, you know, the Isser piece at the time it fell in the pot, and you know it's no longer larger than it is now. Only in that case can you be Mekel and say, oh, the stuff that went inside was Heter, and the stuff that, and no Isser went inside. It's only if you know for sure. So Rashi Lamaisa and the Rush as well in Siman Lamed basically Paskin like that second Gemara and say you must be Machmir, and you can't just presume that Heter went into the walls and not Isser. So that's how we can set up the second and third Gemara, and Rashi and Rush say you must be Machmir. And the only time you can be Mekel is when you know for sure. Whereas the Rambam, as we mentioned in Perek Tetvav Alachachftal, it is Mekel, like the first Gemara, like the Lishna Basur Derbe Chanina, that we're told in Lahako, Mishar Ba'omid Yafe, and it sets up very nicely as you have two Gemaras, Sadi Zayin and Bey, Sadi Chesem and Aleph. You have a Machlekes, Rashi and Rosh, Hada Paskin. Rashi and Rosh Paskin like the second Gemara, Lechumra. And the Rambam Paskin like the first Gemara, Lekula. However, the Rashba that I gave you here is not happy with this, is not happy with this Rambam. He points out the Mishnah in Trumas, in Perakei Mishnah Tes, says you go buster sof azlinen. You don't go buster when it fell. You go buster sof. And therefore, since you go buster sof, and he says it's mistaber. I mean, who cares what it was originally? It's mistaber lamaisa. What it's heter mischiloso is rabal isser. That was the past. Now it's not that way. The heter shriveled up. It's not enough to mivatal isser. And Alpisvar the Rashba has a hard time with it. However, lahalacha, he ends up paskening Lamaisa, since the Rambam is Mekel, by Yisuri the Rabbanon, where it's been Bimino, you only need, it's Baltim Robin Ateri, you only need Shishim the Rabbanon, he says you'll be Mekel with the Rambam, Misharin Baumid Yafe, but by the Bolak Dere Mina Heter, but by Nisi the Araisa, Min Mishin Amino, where you need the Araisa Shishim, there he says we can't be Mekel, and you have to Mishar what you have right now. Now the Taz in Sifkot and Dalid points out the Rashba and the Ran. He says, even though min mishimein umino, you shouldn't be mekel like the Rambam because you need mina tereshishin, but he says, I'll go pun him, you can be mekel like Rashi in the case where you know exactly what happened. That's what the Taz points out, Lamaisa here in Sifkan Dal, in the case where you know exactly what happened, he says, why not? You can be somek like Rashi in Sifkan Dal, he says in Beferish. He says, Avishai Beto Chule, the Taz Sifkan Dal, Tzadi Tesim, Tzadi Tesim, Avishai Beto Yoysa Chule, Rashi Vechidushov, the Haran, and Lamatal Mezir, Dapi Arif, Timaskam Rev Chanina, Kasu, the Imein Aroa, Isra Vishasne Filoso, Viloni smite Bashir Echad Imaheter Misharina Neheta Shinivla Bikder Misarfino Solomash Besoch Akder Misharina Isra Kalashas Nifiloso Laheter. So that's the Cheshbin that comes out, and it comes out with Dina. Let's read the Machaber. The Machaber says in Sadites in Sif Aleph Lamaisa in Sif, I'm sorry, in Sadites he says, he says, Sadi Tes and Sif Dalid Lamaitz, he says like this, okay? In Sadi Tes, Sif Dalid, Misharim Berotu Bebekipa, Kipa is like the small film, Perish Dak Dak Shabbos V'tal Namasasa B'sholikdeh V'chatichas, Misharim Heter V'isha K'mo Shabbos L'faneinu, Afa B'shaya B'heter Yosef M'schilu V'nismai B'bishulo V'nivlu B'kdeir, V'hani Milu Min M'sheinu Mino, Ava Milu Min B'mino, Misharim Gam Masha B'olu Akdeir V'omi B'vdofne Akdeira, Misharin and Zeb Omid Yafe, Veronos or Kiluhu Be'en. Av Masha Kolav Ibid Machmasa Ur, it's not Ur, Rav Shekhar always points out Ur is the fire. Ainam it starves, is that Kali Lagamri. If it's burnt up and it's not there, so the Machaber holds like the Rashba. And Lamaisa, the Shach and Taz here, both quote the Marshal, and they say you must be Machmir, Halach Lamaisa, whether it's Min Bimino, Min Mishain Omino. We're never Mishar Maida Bala Bekadera, because you can't be Omid on Shorish Adavar, and you never know how much Bala Kadera Upamim Yavol Kilkul Misa. Okay? So the Shach and Sifka and Vav, and the Tad and Sifka and Dalal, Halacha, they are Machmir Lamaisa, and they say like this Marashal, that Lamaisa, you never should be Makel, Halacha Lamaisa. The 1 second, the Prechadish and Sifka and Zion, 1 second, Yaakov says, B'shas Adchak, you could be Makel, like the Mechaber, that min bimino mer mesharin and masha bolak there, b'shas adchak. So I want you to get that. He says, b'shas adchak, you could what? You could be meikel halacha lemaisa. Okay? Yes, Yaakov, real quick, go ahead. After now, right? Nurse, in the if we know exactly Lamaisa, then you could be Makel. Okay, that's what the Taz says, not the Rashb himself. But the Taz says, if you know exactly, like Rashi said, in Rashi's case, then you could be Makel.
Right, but the Rashb's question would imply that they don't have to be why do you care what happened before you?
Yeah, that Kasha would apply, but we don't, I'm saying Lahalacha. We don't take that kasha to that extreme. That's correct. Well said. Okay. So I want to get to now, you know, what exactly is this lomdus here about atzomus, and we'll get back to halacha lamaisa, a few details that I think might fit in with that sif that we left over in sif, I think it was vav in sadiches, last sif we didn't do. So what is the machlekes in the Gemara, whether you hold 100 or mayit? Right? What is the machlekes in the Gemara? So, L'chura, Reb Chiya Bar Abba, and Reb Asi are arguing whether Atzamos of Isser need Bittel. That's one subtopic. Do Atzamos of Isser need Bittel? Atzamos of Isser. And number two is, Lamaisa, the Atzamos of Heter, are they Mavatel the Isser? The Atzamos are Mitzarfin to the Isser of Heter. In other words, are they what? Do they play a major role in this Taruvus? Number one, that the Atzomos of Isser I got to take care of, I got to nullify. And number two, the Atzomos of Heter can be used, Lamaisa. And number two, the Atzomos of Heter can be used to Mavatel the Isser. In other words, are they a major component in your Taruvus? Are they a major component in Taruvus? And that is two manifestations, two subtopics. Number one, if they're Atzomos of Isser, I need to Mavatel them. And if number two, they're Atzomos of Heter, I can use them to be Mavatel the Isser. Or do you say, you know what, the atzamas of Isser do not need bittul, and therefore they're not important, so I don't care about them. And number two, the atzamas of Heter will not be mevatel Isser because I don't care about them. They don't play a major role. Okay, and that's the way the Rav wants to say how you can view atzamas. And we have to take this weiter, okay? It's a beautiful conceptual shot that the Rav wants to say. How do you view atzamas in the Taruvas? Do they play a role, do they not play a role? And we're breaking it down that has two manifestations. So Reb Chiya Bar Abba who held L'maisa Shishim, L'maisa is Moda, Poshup Shat, L'maisa, that the atzamas of Isser is not mitzdarf to mevatel the basar of Isser. That's a nekuda that seems to be from the Bavli. Meaning to say again, the atzamas of Isser, no one's going to say that they are mitzdarf to mevatel the basar of the Isser. Even if you want to say that L'maisa, and that's the Poshup Shad, atzamas of Isser bevadai are not mitzdarf to what to mevatel the basar of the Isser. They might be what, they might, you know, play are you going to take them to the degree that they're nothing and you can turn them around? There are atzamas of Isser, and I can turn them around and say, let them play a role now, mevatel the basar of the Isser. So it's masha from the Bavli that's not the case. That you're not going to take that extreme and say, oh, you know what? The bottom line is that, you know, they can be transformed, and basically atzamas shel Isser can work the other way. It's a boomerang, and it can be mevatel the basar. But if you look in the Yushalmi, which I gave you, the Yushalmi in Pirik Gimel, Halacha Aleph, in the Yud Beis Ma'av Tapia Rif, in the Yushalmi says, Ma min had the Amar Rav Huna, klipe Isser mitzdarfus leheter, says it beferish. Had Amar tinofus shachum mitzdarfus, even the impurities of truma combined with the chulin to nullify the truma in the mixture. So it seems from the Yushalmi, clearly, it's not seems, it's beferish, that Rav Huna is of the opinion that klipe isser are nothing. Not only they're not nothing, they can be boomerang back to mitzdarif to the heter against the actual fruit of orla. Now the Rush points out, which I gave you, that's against the previous Yushalmi. The previous Yushalmi has a lashon that says not that way. It says tinofis sel chulin is mitzdarf im chulin la'alos is a truma, but it doesn't say tinofis sel truma. So the Rosh says lemaisa that the brisa seems to be against that. It would appear from the brisa that lemaisa would be a problem. That's what the Rosh writes, even though Rav Huna holds like this. But the Rush writes in Perek Zion and Siman Lamed, the Rush I gave you, that the Brisa seems to say that it would not work. So Lamaisa, it seems that you have Rav Huna, but it seems to be against the previous. So this seems to be, if you don't point out that Rav Huna, just that Rav Huna and Yushami seems to be against the Mashmos of the Bavli, that Tatsamas of Isser, can they be used to mevatel the basar of Isser? The Rav Huna says yes in the Yushalmi, and the Bavli seems to say no. We're pointing out the Rosh that says the Yushalmi right before the Brisa seems to be against Rav Huna. How can an Amora be against Tanaic literature? So that's Rav Shechter Shlita always points out, very important, Lamaisa, that Rav Elchanan once asked Rav Chaim, how could it be Rav Rav Yechon Alach Rav Yechonon? When the Gemara says Exubis on Chesem Rav, the Rav's the only Amora, Rav Tano Polik. So why do you pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav? So the way Rav Shechter said over from Rabbi Chonon is that Rav Chaim said that an Amora can arrive at a Psak in one of two ways. He can paskin with 100% certitude, and he can also paskin based on a slight Netiyas Adas, which the Roma writes in Choshen Mishpat, that a Posek, if even though he doesn't know 100%, but he has a Netiyas Adas, he has a tendency to one way, he could paskin based on that. So when it says Rav Tano Polig, Rav was the only Amora that could argue on a Tana with a slight Netiyas Adas. But any other Amora could argue with a Tana if they were 100% certitude. Either Gemara has all of Rashas, we ask on Amoraim from Mishnayos and Brises, because if Mishra was Marmin, the Amoraim were Makabla upon themselves, they never would argue on Tanoic literature. But the Rabban points out about Bakama, 11 cases where Amoraim arguing at Tanoim. So that's what I thought here. Ravuna held 100% chlor that Lamaisa, he thought that what? Klipe Yisr could be Mavato, the actual Peri of the Yisr. At some much lizard could be Mavato, the bus of the Yisr. Ah, it's against Mashmos of a price. Okay, Ravuna thought 100% that that was the din. Okay. However, it's interesting that the Rosh in Trumas in Perakei Mishnah Tes says as follows. He says, Lamaisa, that we learn out of Mizroa B'Sheila, the din of Shishim L'maisa, is just a Simon of Alma. It's really an Esmachta. Media Raisa, Min B'Mino's Batal. We pass on like the Chum against Rabbi Yehuda. We learn the Mishnah in Zvach Medaf Ayin Zayin. We said the Ezra, the Gemara, Menachos, Chav Beis of an Aleph. We pass on Min B'Mino's Batal. The Ayil, the Zroa with the Ayil is all Min B'Mino. So really, the Shishim is only Midra Banan. But Reb Chiya Bar Abba holds that even at Samo Shul Isser, Ametzdarif with the Heter, in order Mavatal the Isser. He doesn't say Misharini Ba'at Samos. It's just this is Simin Ba'alma that you need Shishim. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Halacha L'maisa, the Mechaber Taka Paskins like this, in Sif Aleph, in Sadi Tes, in Sif Aleph, he says Beferish L'maisa, he says the Atzamos Isser Amitzarf Chatichas Nevela Shish Babasar Va'atzamos Shenofla Kederis Heter Atzamos Isser Mitzarfinim Heter. So the whole question, the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkot Nala, B'Shem, the Mari Alevi, does it work through Melicha too as well? Through salting. Does salting make the Atzamas Mitztarif as well? So the Yad Yehuda, Paskas Ladina, you can be made even by Melicha. That it's Mitztarif in the Atzamas letter. So Atzamas Shalissa are Mitztarif Leheter. Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. It is Mitztarif Leheter. Absolutely. Halach Lomaisa. That's what the Mechaber wants to say. And the Ramah holds not that way. The Ramah holds a Yesh Machmirin in the end of Sif Beis, because the Mechaber goes, the end of Sif Al for Ramah, the Yesh Machmirin Shul Atzarf Atzamas Isri Meheta Levato. Umakum Hefsid Yesh Lismachal Mekilim, Kikain Iker. Even though Ramah quotes Yesh Machmirin, even though the Ramah writes Yesh Machmirin Shul Atzarf Atzamas Isri with the Heta the Mavato, Makum Hefsid, you can rely on it. And that's exactly what the Mechaber Lamaisa says. And the Ramah quotes Yesh Machmirin, which is the Orzarua that quotes the Shari Dur. Okay? So I want to just point out that the Shach says here, the Shach points out here on the sheet of Yesh Machmirin, not the Mitzarf Asomus Isser with Heter and the Mavatalit, he says you should not also Mitzarf Lim the Isser. We're not Mitzarf the Atzomus Isser with the Heter to Mavatal, but also you should not Mitzarf them to Isser. You know, because you might come to make a mistake to mitzaref on the heter. If you cook the nevela first, and it's not, and then it's mitzaref with the isser, like we find in Siv Beis. That's Siv Beis. Siv Beis is when this raw piece fell in. But if you cook it together with the thing, then the atzamas are bolea the isser. And if the atzamas are bolea the isser, you got a problem. The atzamas are bolea the isser, and then you got a problem. So lamaisa. He doesn't want you to come to make a mistake. The mitzaref leheter lemaisa. Tam shlo yavo litos litzaref leheter. In a case where you're mavashalit, and that's what the Prima Gadim says in Sof Sifkat and Beis, because you're mavashalit, then the taka the mitzaref with the isser. So we have to be macher not the mitzaref the atzamas isser lo ima isser v'lo ima heter. They're blanks, because if you start being mitzaref them, you might come to me. You don't want to come to mitzaref on the heter in such a situation. So the Shach points on Zivka Beis, let them be a blank, Lamaisa. Okay, let them be a blank. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that we have this Machloikis, Mechaber Ramah, and the Ramah really sides with the Mechaber, Yom Tzarf, the Atzama Sisser, with the Heter, and the Ramah quotes the Yesh Omrim, the Orzaru B'Shem Tzare Dura, and the Mechaber Lamaisa says that Lamaisa, you could be Mitzarf, and they gather to be Mavatl. Okay. So what is the Machloikis here in Amoroim? What is the machlokes here in Amoraim that we could suggest here? Halacha lamaisa. Do you need the mavatal yisr? Do you need the mavatal that someone shall yisr or not? Halacha lamaisa. So the Sifra in Parsha Shmini, in Parsha Yilches Osches, it says mibsaram lo sochlu lo minat samas. So you see befeirs from the Sifra that atzamas are not bichlal yisr baser. It says mibsaram lo sochlu. Below mina atzamas, And the Rambam says the same thing in Perak Alpha Lachazayin Avos Atumis. Ein Atzamas Mitamin Tumis Neveila. Okay? And it's Beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara has. The Gemara says, thank you. The Gemara says, on Ayin Zayin Amad Alpha and Chulin, it makes this Drasha. Makes this Drasha on Ayin Zayin Amad Alpha and Chulin that the Atzamas are not considered part of the actual what? Part of the actual Basar. Gemara makes the drush here. It says binivlasa on ayin zayin and beis tanina the nivlasa v'lo b'or v'lo batzamas v'lo begidim v'lo karnayim v'lo b'tiflayim. Right, tiflayim are the hooves. So you see, beferis is such a din. So you have a sifra. The Rambam quotes in Avos Atum, and the Gemara has this drasha beferis. So atzamas are not metame smucha. They're not like basar. Now, it's interesting. There is a, Ben, you're familiar with this. This was a question on the Bechina, in the Koil, right? Tosus has an Avodah Zara, they are allowed to eat legs of bees. That was a question on the Bechina of Shechter Shlita they gave. How can you eat legs of bees? So Tosus says legs of bees are fine because atzamas are mutter, as long as it's not connected with basar. Atzamas of a chamor are taharos. And the Ragli Adavarim are like Atzamas Achamor. Aye, the Gemara has Evarim Ein Lehem Shir, even less than a Kezias, a Pachs Mekadasha, that's in Linin Tumah. That's if there's Basar on it. If there's no Basar, it's Tahira. If there's no Basar, it's Tahira. And that's Lomais, if Tosus is bothered by, Lomais, how could it be, right? How could it be? The Mishnah Olo says, Perakal Mishnah Zion, Evarim Ein Lehem Shir. That's if it has basar on it. If it has no basar on it, it's mutter and gansen. So, it's interesting. Atzamas achamor, lemaisa, are usher though. Perak daladach is mechalas asuris alok aches in the Rambam. Atzamas achamor are usher. So he says, Tosus must have meant that the atzamas achamor are usher, Tosus holds are only usher in the Rabbana. Since you cannot be mevar the ragli advarim because they're so small. That's why they're mutter even with the rabbanim. But Tos will be moda that the legs of the chamor, the atzamas of the chamor certainly are going to be usher at least with the rabbanim. But the legs of the beast, since you can't see, are mutter and gansen. Now there's a Russian brachus. I remember Sarfati Shlita spoke about this a few years ago. The Russian brachus Berikvav Simon Lamehei says B'shem Rabbeinu Yonah different for and an iser that's nimuach betoch the dvash. You know, the physicality, the science of dvash is that the honey, the legs become dvash. It gets incinerated and it becomes mamish dvash. Yishaderech ha-dvash la-haksir ha-davar ha-nofol l'socho dvash. Anything that goes into honey becomes honey. L'fikach dainim leg dvash, v'shari. But Tosus is talking about where the legs of the honey were ben. The legs of the bee were definitely ben, so you couldn't use the Rabbeinu Yonah's hatter. That's what Tosus says this other hatter. That is tzomus or mutter when they're not connected with the basar. But if they're connected with the basar, they're definitely going to be what? They're definitely going to be asur midrabanan, but not mutum natayr. So it comes out, lamaisa, from what? From this taisus, that clearly that the atzamas of the chamorah mutum natayr, atzamas of the chamorah taharos, and lamaisa, tosus im sachim, and chavpez v'adr maskav hare, Rav Ganak points this out, shlita, that atzamas nevela are not bichlal the iser basar nevela, and because he says dam nevela is not asur midin basar nevela. So if dam nevela is not asur midin basar nevela, it's mistaber that atzamas also should be no different than dam, and that it should not be considered to be what considered to be basar nevela. So it's pretty clear, lemaisa, from these makaros that atzamas are not considered part of basar. The sifra, the Rambam quotes that sifra, the Gemara Chulin and Ayin Zayin base. And this Tosus in Maseches Avodah Zarah goes with that as well, with that Tosim Sochim, that it's not considered to be part of the Basar at all. So this brings us to this big Shiloh about gelatin. There was a big Machlokes about gelatin, and we generally try to be Machmer about gelatin, not to use gelatin. But there was a Chochem Echad that wanted to say that since Reb Chiya Bar Abba says you must be Mavatal the Atzamas of Isser, it's clear the Atzamas are Asser. It's clear the Atzamas are Asr. And if you look in the Rambam, in Perak Dava Lachichaches, what's the Lashon of Rambam? Ha'ochel min nevela utreifa v'chulei, u'min ha'atzamas v'chulei. Afa pishu asar is a potter. He says beferish that atzama shel iser is asar. Shaila is whether it's the rice of the rabbanon. Okay, that's a whole question. Rav Moshe discusses. Rav Baruch Kolor discusses. Rav Moshe is atzar. Rav Baruch Kolor is atzar. But lamaisa, the Ram seems to say that atzamas are asar. So it's a very, very big question. Halacha lamaisa, but we just laid out. It seemed to be that lamaisa atzamas are not part of asar. On the other hand, lamaisa Chacham Echad says that atzamas shalisar are asar because why you have to mavata them according to Chiyav Rabba. And you look at the Ram, it says it's usher as well. And Lamaisa, if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Sifra, we said Lamaisa, the Sifra said Atzama Shel Behemah Tameh is Mutarim. So what do you do with the Rambam? So you could say as follows, they're really usher, but they're not Bechlal the Lav of Behemah Tameh. Okay, maybe they're not part of Busser, but they're still usher. There's a very, very famous Achiezer, Yehuda, you have it on the computer there, in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamegil Osei, where he says the Ram's talking about soft bones, which have moisture in them. And those types of bones, the Shach in our Simen, Sifkat Nalef, Lamai says Machmer, Alpidur O and the Ran. But hard bones that are, you know, really hard and dry, even the Rama will be mowed, it's not Asher. So the Achiezer says that gelatin was Mutter. And Ramosh, you know, Rabbanu Kolder Zatzal has a very long tshuva in the Mishnah Rabbanu Chelek Aleph Siman Tet Zayin Yud Zayin, where he's marich to be cholik and Reb Chaim Ozer, and he claims that gelatin is taka usher. But in Lomdus, you could say the Reb Chaim Ozer says I'm not against the Rambam because the Rambam is talking about the soft bones, which have the moisture of the iser of the basar of the ham. But in fact, Lomais, like the Shach says, I'll be the raw and the ran. But hard bones is which they use for gelatin. That lechora shouldn't be a problem. Okay. But the Rav Zatzal pointed out, you can't say like that, Chacham Echad. Since we have to mimvatel the atzomah shel iser, that shows that atzomahs are aser. The Rav says it's wrong. Kuli amar moide, that atzomahs of iser are not aser. They're not aser, like we showed from the Sifra. What the Amoraim are arguing on is whether you need shishim keneged the atzomah shel iser or not. That has nothing to do with kashas of atzomas. That has nothing to do. It's a different question in Gansa, which we're going to have to see what it is. But just because you need shishim keneged atzomas, shalisser, that doesn't show to me that atzomas are aser. Well, why doesn't it? Al pi svarit should show it. So says the Rav, beautiful pshat. The Rav says, Lamaisi, you remember we said according to Rabbeinu Tam that there's a din chadicha nasis le b'shari surim, Rabbeinu Ephraim only by Basar B'chalov, and that's where the container theory came up. The notion of Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is the container theory. That any Chaticha that brings an Isser, it's a conductor. This conductor, electricity is conductor to Yisurim. A Chaticha that holds an Isser, a container, is a conductor of Isser. A conductor of Isser? Lamaisa, you need to Mavatal that conductor. And you need a shear that's going to be Mavatal Keneged Kulo. And that's what the Chiyu Bar Abba holds. Like Abbe Basa, that's Klong, that's Isser, Basser, Isser, Dovklat, Summis, it's all one Chatiche, the bone with the meat. Memela, you need a sheer bitl keneged kulo. Comes Ravasi and he says, I disagree. I hold Meya, and the Isser is only Nosin Tamba Cholatachatiche. That's where you need sheer bitl keneged Cholatachatiche. Through Belias Tam, I hold of Chanan. But I don't hold of this business where there's no b'liyas tam b'chol ha-chatiche. But there's a chelik of the Isser and there's a chelik of the heter. Dvukim sebezeh. By tam, that's fine. You can say chanan. But not by different chalakim. Both, there's chelik of heter, a chelik of Isser. Just because it's davak, you don't say that principle. And therefore, since you don't say that principle, halacha l'maisa, you don't have to, you can be mafri between the chalakim. Here easily, you only need a shear connected this or bilvad. It's a beautiful vort, the Rav said. The atzamas really are mutter. Atzamas are mutter. What do you need to mavatal them for then? Why do you need to bittle against them? Because they're containers, guys. Now, what's the machlokes? Is this a good container? A container is a chatiche that holds an isser. But something that's davuk, an etzim is really not a container, but it's clinging to it. So conceptually, do you view what? Do you view the thing that's dovuk, like atzomus, does that fall under the rubric of the container? Is that halachically a container or not? So Rav Chiya Bar Abba says it is, Rav Asi says it's ridiculous. The only way I say Hanan is when there's Tam inside. Not these things when it's Dovuk or not.
Why does that be a Hanan discussion?
No, it's just using that as a model.
Okay,
using but I'm using that as a model, Lemais. I'm using that as a model because by Hanan the whole Chesed becomes Asr. The Gabi Bittul. That's why Hanan's a better model. The Gabi Bittul, you have to Mavatal the whole thing. Tam Kicker's not just enough, Lemais. Tam Kicker just you have a Mavatal the Tam inside. But the whole Chesed became Asr with Hanan. So that's what I'm saying. Can you say a similar thing here? Do you say the container theory enwraps also what? Things that are dovah. So you could bring a raya, Lemaisa. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik said Bashem, his father, Reb Chaim, the Shir Shishim is connected to the Atzamos of Isser, is only with the Rabbanon. The whole thing is only the Rabbanon, and that's why the Ramaz make on Simon Sadiwe Sivdal, Gabichanam, Shari Surim, by Lach Bach, that it's only the Rabbanon. We said three Makairis, remember from Zam Nechemiah, and on his Bechina, three Makairis, the Chanan, Bishar, Surim, is the Uraisa. But Lemaisi can be a riot to Rabbin Atan, the Chanan is Af Bishar, Surim, and Ramaisi Soloveitchik said Bashem Reb Chaim, that the Shir Shisha connected at Samus is only with the Rabbanon. So Lemaisi, you see that what? You see that the whole concept of what, since it's only with the Rabbanon, it must be the Hanan is also only with the Rabbanon as well. But you can take this a step further. Granted that the Machlokes Amoraim is whether at Samus Shel Heter are mitzdarf from Mavato the Isser or not. That's not Nogeya to the Etzim Shail of Atzamas at all. Kuliyama's moda, where there's no time by Atzamas, Lamaisin, it's not Dinim Kibasar. The Machloikis is whether Bittul B'Shishim, do you need Shishim B'Tam or B'Godel Gufa Heter Amavatl? In other words, do you need a conflict regarding the Tam to Mavatl the Yisr? This is like a second way you can say it over, but it's very similar the first way. Do you need a conflict of the Tam Mavatl the Yisr? Or is it enough that there's a makom li isser li spashet beheter, and as long as there's shishim in the gufa heter, that's enough to mavatal the isser. So even if there's not in the heter, tam, do misnagate against the isser. So this is a second way to say it. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba holds you don't need isnagnus b'tam, even though there's no tam batzamis. Nevertheless, they're mitzarif to mavatal the isser. Why are they mitzarif? Because why they're considered what? They're considered to be lamaisa, like they're there. And if they're there, they're part of the gufa heter of being mevatel. You don't look at just the tam. And Ravasi says, no, you need a conflict in the tam. And therefore the atzamas cannot be mitzarif to mevatel to the isser. That's a different way of saying it over. The first way to say it over is what's considered to be the container. What's considered to be a container, and Hanan was considered to be what? Hanan is considered to be the model. So you need the Shir Bittul Keneged Kula, Lamaisa, or do you need it what? Or do you need it Keneged what? Keneged just the what? Just the Tam itself. That's one way to say it over. The other way to say it over is that what we're saying is that you need a conflict in Tam, and therefore the Atzamas don't give over any Tam, so therefore them it's starf at all. Or you don't need a conflict in Tam, you need just the Godel Gufa Heter. That's Mavatl. If the goal of Gufa Heter, then Lamaisa, that gives room to even include the Atzamas, and the Atzamas could be part of that what, that whole, in sense, container to Mimavato the Yisr. But what emerges here is that the kashas of bones of Atzamas Yisr has nothing to do with this Machloikis, Legabi Atzamas Shel Heter. Really, Lamaisa, no one argues, Lamaisa. No one argues, they're just arguing Legabi that Bittul B'Shishim. Is that considered to be what? Is that something that's in the realm to mivatal it or not? Whether you say it over like the model from Hanan, or you say it over Lomais Legabi, this is Nichishim B'Tam, or Begol Gufa Heter Mivatal, however you want to say it, but doesn't speak to the kashrus of what? Doesn't speak to the kashrus of the Atzomas. Atzomas will be Mutter. No doubt. Halach Lomano, no doubt. But Lomais in Lomdis, at least, one can say it doesn't shed any light from these two days. Now, the question is, though, according to the Ramah, I mean, not the Mikra Adin of the Ramah, but according to the Ramah, the Atzamas of Isser are not mitzarif to mevatel the Isser, even though the Atzamas themselves don't need Bittul. L'chura, why not? If the Atzamas themselves don't need Bittul, so why can't they be mitzarif to mevatel the Isser? If the Atzamas of Isser don't need Bittul, and they're parva, why do you have to say they're parva? Why can't you take it to the degree that they should starve to mevatel the yisr? As Rav Chiya bar Abba, we paskin like, you need shishim bekamus, begodol aguf eter to mevatel the yisr. So why do we take it to that degree? And Lamaisa, Rav Chaim said la halacha, because of this kasha, he held like the mechaber. He held like the mechaber that Avatzama Shalisha should have been starved out. Why not? Why shouldn't it? Lamaisa. If you don't have to be mevatel the Avatzama Shalisha, if they're not a shtick yisr, then let them go on the other team. And the other team is that they can be mevatel. And the other team is that let them be mitzraf leheter. Because of that kasha, Rav Chaim held the dina like the mechaber. What is the chumra? What is the shari durid or zaru deya that he can be mitzraf the atzama shalishim hetel vatel? If you don't have to be mevatel the atzama shalishim, let them be on the other team. There's only two teams, right? There's no three teams, right? You can't have three teams. There's only two teams, right? I'm just being dramatic about it. Of course, there could be theoretically three teams. But in this situation here, Lamaisa, that's what Rav Chaim is saying. Okay, so what is the pshat here? And then the truth is, the crazy placey is Masber the Ramah, that the lachluchis in the atzomis is aser, but it doesn't aser the other things because only has a tam kolish. That's why the atzomis are not mitzarf mavatel the iser, because they themselves are taka a little bit aser. What do you mean a little bit? They have a tam kolish. And the Chavistah says this in Sifkot and Beis. But that's not according to the Rav. According to the Rav, the Atzomos of Isser are not Usser at all. The Rav didn't go with them out, so the Kasha still remains strong. I mean, decide which team you're on. What is the Svar of this Ramah? So, the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, we read it. I'm sorry, not Sif Aleph. Yes, in the end of Sif Aleph, I'm sorry, we did read it. Gufa kedera enem mitzarefes loy meisru meheter. He points out that the gufa kedera is not mitzarf, not with iser, not with heter. Okay, the gufa kedera doesn't play a role at all. Fine, it's parva. Okay, the balua below is mitzarf, as the Taz points out, like the second lashon of the Gemara we learned on Sadi Zion and Beis. Okay. In Sifkot and Gimel, the Taz points to Sifkot and Beis. But Lamaisa, what is the Chiddush here? So the Taz is Masber there in Sifkot and Beis that the Rashba means that the clay of the Kedera is not Mitzaref Levatel. Ein Charas is a Kedera Mitzaref Levatel. But the Bliyah Shabbah is Mevatel, like we just said. So Lechura, this is a Pella. Why would I have a havamina that the metal that the pottery could be mitzarif at all? To be mitzarif to mevatel. L'chura, why do you need to point this out? That the gufa kedera is not mitzarif at all. It's a davar pashut, it's not food. It's not bliya. So the word is that he's talking l'maisa about the balu and the dofen ekedera. So even what is balu and the dofen ekedera is not mitzarif to mevatel the yisr. So Lamaisa, the Mechaber, says this again in Sif Dalet. We learned it. We said it earlier, right? That the stuff is what is only works on what min b'mino, but min b'sheino mino. Lamaisa, it doesn't work. Why does he need to repeat this? So the Mechaber is mentioning Lamaisa, wants to stress the following chiddush. That the atzomis are mitzaref to mevatel the iser. But I might have made a mistake and said that since it's enough with shishim and I don't need shishim b'tam, maybe I could go to the extreme and say, okay, we don't say like this, but maybe I could include even the wall, the pot itself. No, that we don't say, but maybe I'd have a havin, I can include what's balua to mevatel, even though there's no conflict in the tam. Between the heter abalua b'tofen akdera le'isra, that's all me b'toch akdera, because it's all one min, right? It's all one min, but nevertheless, the balua b'tofen akdera could be bolea the tama isra, and therefore I could be mitzdarif to the shear of shishim in the quantity. So that's why the mechaber comes immediately and says it's wrong. What's balua already in the walls of kedera are not mitzdarif levatel isra. That's what he's trying to point out. It's not mitzarif. That's what he's trying to point out. So he couches it in sif what? He couches it in sif dalid, and he also says it here in sif aleph. He wants to tell you exactly what is included in Hilchos Taruvus. What are the components part of Hilchos Taruvus? You have meat inside, you have milk inside, you have different components in a mixture. So what the Rav Zatzal says very beautifully, that what's inside the Taruvus works to Mavato the Isser. You gotta be in the what? You gotta be in the actual Havdol of those, you gotta be in the stadium. You gotta be in the stadium. You cannot be outside the stadium. You gotta be inside the what? The Taruvus to Mavato the Isser. If you're outside, you cannot help. I, Lamaisa, there is something on the outside that's Bolea the Isser. And through that, it weakens the tam in the rest of the heter, the bli in the walls. I don't care. It's still considered outside that teruvus, anything in the walls. The wall itself is for sure outside. Even the bli in the walls is not mitzdarif. And therefore, halach lamaisa, that's not called tocha teruvus. It's separate, and therefore cannot help to mevatel iser. That's the pshat now in the Ramah. We said, according to the Ramah, what's going on? What's the pshat in the Ramah? Lamaisa, if you're worried about why can't you count it to Mavatel Yisr? Why can't you count it Mavatel Yisr? If the Atzama Shal Yisr, you don't have to be Mavatel, so let it be on the other team and let it be Mavatel Yisr. To that kasha, the Reb Chaim held like the Mechaber. So the pshat is, said the Rav, even though Atzama Shal Yisr, Lamaisa, they're not mitzarif to Mavatel Yisr, why not? Because the Ramah holds that the chelik of the Isser of the Taruvus is nechshav tocha Taruvus. And atzamos shel Isser is considered to be a chelik of the Isser, lamaisa, of the Taruvus, even though they themselves are what they themselves are mutter. So they're not mitzdarif to mevatel the Isser. Because only what's inside the Taruvus is mitzdarif to mevatel the Isser. And they are not considered to be what? Toch Taruvus. They're not toch Taruvus. You got to be in the stadium, lalav dos, to be part of the bittul process to mevatel some, and it's not. It's not. Granted, atzama shel Isser are not us or themselves, right? Granted, the atzama shel Isser are not mitzarf themselves, and atzama shel Heter are mitzarf, but that atzama shel Isser, the chelik shel Isser shebo, which is called toch taruvus, atzama shel Isser did not make that what? They didn't make that team. They're not considered a chelik of the Isser of the taruvus, even though they themselves are what? That atzama shel Isser are considered to be what? They themselves are mutter, but the bottom line is they cannot be what? They cannot be turned around at the mitzarif what? Mitzarif to mevatel what? Mevatel the Isser. Because they're considered to be, in a sense, the chelik of the Isser, even though they themselves are what? Even though they themselves are what considered to be mutter. So that's what the Ramah means, is the chelik of the Isser of the Taruvus is considered to be toch the Taruvus. And the atzama shel Isser lamaisa are not in the realm to be mitzarif, to be mevatel the Isser. That's the chiddush, that's what the Rav wants to say. So that's the hesber of the Shita Ramah, that atzama shel Isser are not mitzarif to mevatel the Isser. Atzama shel Heter are mitzarif, even though atzama shel Heter are mitzarif. But the Ramah holds the chelik of the Isser of the Taruvus is not considered to be toch the Taruvus. And therefore, Lamaisa, that some of Shalisser are considered to be what? Are not in the realm of the Taruvus in order to mevatel what? Mevatel the Isser themselves. That's the Chiddush that the Rav wants to say. That's what he wants to frame for the Ramah. They're not considered to be, you know, toch the Taruvus to mevatel, to help the mevatel the Isser. They're chutzalah. And that's considered to be the pshat in the Ramah. So it's a Chiddush. I think the Kasha is better than the Teretz, and that's why you hold like the Mechaber. That's why the Rav Chaim held like the Mechaber. But you got to say some Pshat Lamaisa in the Ramah, and that's what the Rav wants to tain it. That's what the Rav wants to tain Lamaisa. If it's Chutz L'Taru, it's not enough. So what's Balu in the Dofen Ekenera is not Betoch the Taruvus. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's not the Atzamos of Isser are not Mitzarf. Why don't you say it goes on the other team? Because they're not considered to be what? They're not considered to be toch the Taruvus. They're not considered to be toch the Taruvus vis-a-vis in order to what? In order to do the vitel. Atzama shel Isser, nechshav chelik shel Isser shel Taruvus. Even though they themselves are mutter. It's like, You know, if it's on any team, it's on the team of Isser. So it cannot be on the other team to Mavatl. But the bottom line is that, you know, Lomais, it's not on the right team. You got to be on one of two teams, the Rav wants to say. And therefore, Lomais, if anything, the Atzomah Shel Isser are considered the Chelek Isser, even though the bones themselves, and therefore they can't have Mitzarev to Mavatl the Isser. Only what's betoch the Taruvus is Mitzarev Mavatl the Isser. So that's what Lomais, I got to say, what the Rav's driving at here, I believe. But I think, as I said, the Kasha, I think, is better than the Teretz. But that leads us to the following. Yeah, go ahead, Yaakov. Yes. Yeah, the Atzomah Shel Heter are. They can be mitzarev. That's the din. The Atzomah Shel Isser, Lomaisa, we said, you don't have to be mevatel them, right? So if you don't have to mevatel them, why don't you put them on the other team that they should be able to join with the Heter to mevatel the Isser? So that we don't do, the Roma says. Because Lomaisa, the way the Rav wants to say it is that they're halachic categories. So Atzomah Shel Heter makes the team of Heter. Atzomah Shel Isser does not. The Rai is that I don't have to be Mavatalim. So then why don't I take it to an extreme and say let them also let it boomerang back in Mavatal Yisr? The Terence is we don't view them as halachically, it's like they're a blank. They're a blank, Lagabi, that. That's what he wants to say.
Shulchan Aruch makes much more sense because it's actually not part of it. You might need halakim. But it's Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, according to you don't have to command the halakim. No. If you say it doesn't work, just let it.
No, I'm saying even the fact that the pot is not included, that that's out of the stadium, that's as far as it actually makes some sense. It's not a physical chalak. Even if it's not a din, if it's a din and not a focus on the seal of time,
okay.
That's
mistaber.
But the
okay, but the Rav is saying,
is
right? You're right. But the Tana, what the Rav is saying is that the Ramchaber, when he said Guvakter, is tipping you off by saying not only the Guvakter is not Milo, but also the Blia won't be as well, Lamaisa, and therefore if it won't be as well, let it boomerang back, let it work. Correct. But Yaakov, you hear what I'm saying? He's conceptually saying that there's once you conceptually say there's different halakim, then you can say that, you know, it works. I don't have to say it's not a problem. I don't need mevatel that so much lesser. But on the other hand, I don't have to say that it has to be on the other team as well, because it doesn't shaf as being what I call, you know, tocha taruvis. See, in the paragraph that he quotes here, Rav Konigsberg, it's a little bit strange. He says. The chelik of Isser is not considered tocha taruvis. Vatzamah shel Isser nechshav kechelik Isser shel taruvis. But it's not considered part of toch taruvis. You know what I'm saying? So what does that mean? So I think what it means to say is that once you conceptualize, like the Tana was saying, you say it's like a category. Then you have the ability to say that, you know, it's not an issue of Metzius or Tom, that if I don't have to mevatel it, then it can jump on the other team. I can say conceptually that, you know, I don't have to worry about it, mevatel it, but doesn't mean it has to go on the other team. Okay, that's what I'm saying. The Kasha to me is better than the Teretz. You know, I mean, I don't really, I, you know, and that's why I think the Reb Chaim sided with the Mechaber. But you got to say some Hesber for the Ramah, Halacha L'Maaseh. Now, most Kasha's organizations do not rely on Reb Chaim Ozer, but Reb Chaim Ozer had this famous heter of the gelatin with the atzomas. You had it in the computer, yeah?
Yeah.
So he writes it beferish lemaisa, but the Rebaran Kolos Atzal and Moshe, we don't rely, though Yudah doesn't rely on it, and it's a tremendous cool. I remember as a little kid, we were growing up in Peoria, Illinois, you know, it was always like food shortening. I think it's called, a lot of shortening is made from gelatin. So lemaisa, that's where it comes from. So let's just, we got a few minutes. I just want to finish off that sif as well. But before that, let's just point out the Shach and Taz's Kasha. What's the Shach and Taz's Kasha? They quote the Bach. What did the Ramah say? B'makom hefsid, you can be makel. Is that correct? Didn't the Ramah say in Sif Aleph, B'makom hefsid, we ready, you can be makel? And you're not mitzarif the atzomas isser with the heter? Yes? You're not mitzarif the atzomas isser with the heter? You should be machmer not to do that. So they ask a very strong kasha from the Bach. They said, I don't understand. If the atzamas are dovuk to the isser, it should be chaticha nasas davela. Right? And we learned that. You could say what? We learned it last Friday. Simon tzadich et sefei. That by klicher es chadosh, we say chaticha nasas davela. So why don't you say the atzamas the same thing? Let it be nasas davela on the atzamas. So both the shachatas say the same terrors. Over there, the cheres is considered nasas davela because there's no takana bahagala. The atzamas, we paskin kliyetzim, you can do hagalah on. So it's not nasas davela. When you have a heter, an ofen of heter to do it, you don't say nasas davela. So it comes out, the atzamas are like metal. And the Ramah said the gufa kli is not nasas davela. Right? Only if you have no way out, then it's going to be nasas davela. Here you have a heter to get out of it. So it's not considered to be a problem. Okay. Would you have the Lashon there? You want to read it? You have it there, Yehuda? The key line where he says it's mutter? When you get to it, you tell me, okay? Let's just finish up now with Siv Zayin. Okay? Siv Vav back inside the Chetz, which is connected. Actually, it's Siv Zayin. Yeah, go ahead, Yehuda. What do you say? Excellent. So, you know, there's a principle we mentioned last week called Akshave, right? From the Rosh in the second parak of Psachim, who says you take something that's Nifsa Machilis Adam and you eat it chametz, it's an Issa Drabanan. Rosh says Issa Drabanan. We usually don't say Akshave in the realm of Refuah, right? That's what the Ramosha writes. Vitamins, though, are Asar of chametz because vitamins are not Refuah, because you're not being Makshav chametz in the realm of Refuah, but vitamins, he claims, are not Refuah. Okay. But the Reb Chaim Ozer describes there as an issue of Akshavei Legabe the gelatin. He says it's not. It's not being Makshavei, even though it's not edible, the stuff from the bones, but he claims it's not Akshavei. It's not a problem. Therefore, he says, Lekula, Halach
Lemaisa. Let's not focus between Chaim Ozer
Yeah, I think Rav Aaron Cutler's Zatzal says it is an issue of Akshavei. You are being Makshavei the way that it's prepared. That's the issue, whether you call it Akshavei or not. And according to Rav's Mahalach, it has nothing to do with our Gemara. Atzamas are not Asur. That's what the Rav wanted to say. But Lemaisa, they're learning Pshat in the Rambam that it was Asur. It is Asur in Lemaisa. And it might even be Asur the Raisa. Machalais, whether it's Asur or not. He says Mamish Asur. Says Mamish Asur, right? So the question is, maybe you could get out of it. Reb Chaim Ozer said, "We said it's not mitam baser. Maybe it's instead of rabbanon, and then in such a way you grind it up, it's not considered to be a problem." Okay, it's like Panu Charash Bolakan, and he said it's also not machshave. But let's get to the Siv Zayin. If you have an egg that has a chick in it or a drop of blood, what's the din? And it got cooked with other eggs. You need 61 to mavatal plate. Why do you need 61? So Shlomo Kluger writes in the Tzuvtan Vadas Simen Kuf Nun Zayin that since there are big eggs and small eggs, it's very hard to evaluate how much a size of an egg is. You need 61. Okay. You need 61. Now this din is found. I gave it to you in Pei Vav Sifhei. And Hilchos Beyin. Beya Trefav and Avela. Yes, Pei Vav Sifhei. Be'a of Tomesh Nisfasli Macheris, you have, let's say, a hawk's egg that got cooked with other kosher eggs. Imi Biklipasa, if it's in its shell, Enoseris. It's not Bolea, it's a shell, blocks it. Imi Klifa, Vimi Klufa, this is Pevav Hei, Hilchos Be'a. Vimi Klufa, if the hawk's egg was peeled, Oseris. Vimi Nekuva is a hole in it, Dino Keklufa, it's like shelled. Visarch Shishim Vakas, Bayim shall have to connect. You need 61 kosher eggs against the hawk's egg. It got mixed in. Connect the levatla. Vafilein is shleim rak trufa. Even if it's what shelled, you need 61. Vimnis bashlo betavshel shall heter. What happens if the hawk's egg got cooked in a tavshel? Ain't zarchel shishim in a tavshel levatla. Ubeya sheish po efroch or dam. Our case, an egg that has a chick in it or a blood in it. Oseres hamis bashlo. Ima, afilu mena klufa. That's our case. Even if it's not klufa, You need 61. Even if it's not klufa. Okay? Even if it's not klufa, halacha lamaisa. Now I want you to know something. I want to just point this out. That thing itself is usser. Because if you don't recognize it, it's going to be a birya. So the birya is lo batal. In itself is not mispatelis if you're not makarit. It's considered to be a birya when it has an afroach. Okay? When it itself has an afroach, it's not mivatelis, the Prima Gadim says. But if there's no afroach, just dam, then it's not birya and it would be batal. Okay? So you need shishim v'achas to mivata the plaita from it. But the thing itself, if you're not makar it, it's going to be also. So if you don't makar it itself, how you eat anything? I'm not sure how you eat anything, Lamaisa. If you're not makar where it is, then how do you? Why, it says you need shishivach levata pleitasa, the pleita in it. But it itself is not bispatelis if you don't recognize it. See, if you recognize it, there's a pleita that goes in the rest of the teruvus. You have shishin mavata the pleita. It itself, if you recognize, obviously you can't eat it, Lamaisa.
Yeah,
it's giving off the plate. It's giving off the plate. So what I want to bring out is the Rama says in Pei Vav Sif Hei, Hagav, the Klipos a Isser Mitzdarfim Gami Meheter, Levatel Isser, the Kosheken Klipos a Heter. He says the Klipos a Heter is Mitzdarif Gami Meheter Levatel Isser, and Kosheken Klipos a Heter. Bayin Lekaman Simin Sari Tes. Where there, Lamaisi says, B'makom Efsid, you should be machmir. But I'm just pointing out that it's connected with our, that Sif happens to be connected because the Raman, Pei Vav Sif Hei, points out that really, you see, points out Mikra Din, he held like the Machaber, that Klepas Isser is Mitzarf with the Heter. So if you have a Be'ah that has a chicken or blood in it, it's also Mispashal, even if it's not shelled, Lamaisi, but if you have Shishim V'achas, it's good. Like in our, it says in our simon here, if you have shishim vachas, it's good to mavata the pleitasa that's inside of it. Okay? That's inside of it. So in the shach points out, it itself is not the bottle. If you're not makir it, it itself is not mispatelis im ena makira. Share chashiva birya, kashesh be'afroch. But you don't know where that is, lamaisa. So I guess the case of the Shulchan Aruch in Sadi's chesivav is where you know where it is. But it was cooked with it, so I had plate. So no problem. If I have 61 against, I can eat the rest. But it itself, I can't eat. And let's say it itself, I don't know where it is, the hawk's egg, then we'd say, I feel a bell for a bottle. Then you couldn't eat the whole thing. And that's what the Mechaber is saying in Pei Vav Sif Hei, Be'ah Sheish Be'ah Frog, Adam Oser Samam Espash Rima, Fim Eino Klufa. And then the Rama points out that Klebe Sisser Limit Starf, even though he himself points out a Churma later on, the Shach says, but Mikra Din, it seems like the Rama is siding with the Mechaber. So even though the Rav said the Shoshtikal Torah, with this war we're saying about what's in this stadium, what's not in this stadium, what team it is, that was only the Matzdik HaChumra of the Rama. This Orza Ruh the Shara Idura. But Mikra Din, the Rama holds like the Mechaber, the Kasha that we had, and that's why Rav Chaim passed like the Mechaber. We're pointing out the Rama himself in Pei Vav Sif Hei says like the Mechaber himself. He only quotes it as a Chumra later on by us, and Sadi Tes, in Sif what? In Sif Aleph, Lamaisa. In Sadi Tes Sif Aleph, he only quotes it as a Chumra. In Sif Aleph, he only has it as a Chumra. He says, Mikra, I didn't know. Lamaisa, it's Mukra. Mukra Hefsid, you can be Mekra, Kain Iker. Kain Iker is like you said earlier in Simon Pei Vav Sif Hei. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we got to go Vayter. Guys, try to do Aleph through Dalet today. In the tour, Beit Yosef V'Chab Ramah. And tomorrow we start in Vavlin Shukachila. It's a fe. Okay, good to see everybody. And we got to go keep plugging, Biz Hashem. Okay, Zachy, good to see you. Zachy, good to see you. Eitan, good to see you. Avi also. Okay. Yes. And no extra fries? Oh, okay. You must have misunderstood. Two salads, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Someone's got to eat the salads. There's dressing, though? You got dressing.
Yeah.
As long as you eat the salads, yeah. It's healthy for you. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, good. Yes.